Blog Talk Radio.
All right. This is Elder G Bazaar coming to you from Warren, Ohio. This is Watchman on the Wall, End Time Global Link Ministry. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for he is the one and the only one true living God, died and rose again, went back to heaven 2,000 years ago, sitting on the right hand side of the Father, making intercession for you and I, that men, women, boys, and girls may come to acknowledge him before it's too late. We thank the Lord for his love, his mercy that he's carrying with this old planet. He's been tearing with this planet for the last 6,000 years. Amen. His grace has shed abroad to every crook and cranny on the planet. He's given man an opportunity to come to him, because only through him, man can only be saved through him. I say man can only be saved through Jesus Christ. Acts 4:12 says there is no other name given among men whereby men can be saved than the name of Jesus Christ. Christ is the answer to all our problems. And one of our problems that we have is a sin problem. Amen. Man needs to come to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the only way that this world is going to get better. It's not going to get better until Jesus Christ comes back to get his church. And it ain't going to get better until the 7-year tribulation is over. And at the end of the 7-year tribulation of 7 years of judgment upon the earth, they tell me, my Bible tells me, the sky, the S-K-Y, is going to split wide open from the east to the west. And Jesus Christ will descend to this earth with his church, with 10,000 saints. And that means all of the saints of all ages, the Old Testament saints, Tribulation saints, amen, the church saints, and the millennium saints. The millennium saints won't join Christ until after the millennium reign of Jesus Christ. But we will have the Old Testament saints with us. We have the New Testament saints with us. And we have the tribulation saints with us. They're going to come back and rule. They're going to rule with a rod of iron with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for 1,000 years. Satan will be bound in the bottomless pit, and he will be there for 1,000 years. After the 1,000 years are over, he will be set loose one more time. One more time. The last millennium is the last test that man will receive from God Almighty. Let's bow our heads at this time. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this evening thanking you, Lord, for your love and for your wonderful mercy that you give us the opportunity to be in the presence of you right now. There's somebody out there that needs you in the pardon of their sins before it's everlasting too late. We realize that time is running out on us. We realize that the judgment is getting ready to occur. We realize that the rapture is near. We realize that the tribulation period is near. We realize that the Antichrist is alive, and he's waiting for the period of time, which is very soon, that he will come on the scene, and the world will be waiting for him. You hear what I said? And the world will be waiting for him. And, Lord, we want to prepare those that are listening to this evening, this afternoon, and prepare them to meet the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ without a spot or a wrinkle, or without anything that defiled, that they can have a part in the kingdom. In Jesus' name, church, say amen. This is Brother Bazaar, Watchman on the Wall. Amen. Refresh your memories. Amen. We're going to just go over a few things that the Bible talks about. The Bible talks about that what happened in the last days, in these last few, I don't know, it might be months, it might be weeks, it might be any time now. The rapture is on the go. The rapture is almost here. It is here, almost here, because the world cannot go on like this without God doing something. And he has been merciful. He has been merciful from the time of the Garden of Eden all the way over to 2022 of September 2022. God has been merciful. And he said, whosoever will, let him come. We know that the Bible teaches. I'm not what I'm teaching. I ain't got nothing to teach you. But the Word of God, amen, has everything to teach you and show you what the Bible is talking about. We know that the Bible talks about the rapture of the church, the body of Christ, the born-again believers, those that are saved, those that are sanctified, those that have given their life to Christ in the name of Jesus by coming by the cross, because we know that the cross is the only way that man can be redeemed. The shed blood of Jesus Christ, the shed blood of Jesus Christ is the only way that a man can be saved. So the Bible covers the rapture of the church. The Bible talks about the Antichrist that's coming on the scene pretty soon. The Antichrist today is alive. He is waiting for the period of time that he will come on the scene. He will make peace treaty. He will make a peace treaty with Israel. Israel, the Jews, and the Hebrews, amen, is looking for the Messiah. The first time Jesus Christ came, he came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many received him, he gave them power to become the sons of God. The Jews haven't accepted Jesus Christ until this day. And Jesus told them, the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Sanhedrin court, he said, if I come in my Father's name, y'all will not receive me. When Jesus Christ came the first time, he came in his Father's name, and the Jews rejected him. They didn't believe that he was the Son of God. They didn't believe that Jesus Christ is God Almighty, Almighty all by himself. He is a God the Father. He is God the Son. And he is God the Holy Ghost, all three in one. And they are all co-equal. Lord, have mercy. He's a self-eternal God. He don't need nobody to tell him what to do because he's self-existent. He came from nowhere. Why? Because there was nowhere for him to come, because he's everywhere. And since he's everywhere, God cannot go nowhere that he's never been, because he's already there. He's an eternal God. God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So the Bible talks about the Antichrist. He will rule. He will rule this planet for 7 years. 7 years, the Antichrist will be manifested on this planet. He will be a beast. He will be a wicked one. He will be the son of perdition. He will be the one that the world is waiting for. They're waiting for this man, because there's never been a world leader. There's never been a world leader that was able to convince humanity he is God Almighty, and that he is Jesus Christ, and that he has power enough to rule the world. But in the last days, in the last 7 years on this planet, this Antichrist will rule. He will be what? He will be strong. He will be mean and cruel. He will be a dictator. He will be an Antichrist that he will tell the Jewish people and the world. He will confess to the world that he is Jesus Christ. And the world will say, yes, we need a leader. Because the leadership is gone. Political world is messed up. The Democrats and the Republicans are messed up. The world leaders around the world is messed up because they cannot find a world dictator, a world false Christ to rule the world. But living in the last days, Satan is planning to try to deceive the whole world and get the world to believe that when this man come on the scene, and he will be a man, he will say to the world that he is actually Jesus Christ. This is what he's going to say. This is what he's going to do. And the Jews know that the Messiah is coming, but this is not the right Messiah. the Messiah that came first, which was Jesus Christ, born in your manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, stepped on this planet, stayed here 33 and one half years. He healed the sick. He did miracles. He suffered on Calvary's cross. He bowed his head and died. He went to the bowels of hell, preached to those in prison, stayed there 3 days and three nights, got up on the third day morning with all power in heaven and in earth in his hand. He stayed on this earth 40 days. He went back to heaven. He told the disciples before he went back to heaven, go ye back down in Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father, for he's going to send you the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost. The Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost. And the Holy Ghost has been on this earth ever since the day of Pentecost. And the church has been on this earth for 2,000 years. The church has been here. The body of Christ, the born-again believers, the redeemed ones, the ones that have been converted from heathenism unto Christianity, and now they have become Christians. They have become Christians. And what is a Christian? A person that lives a Christian life is have the attributes of Jesus Christ. A Christian is a born-again believer that has accepted Jesus Christ and have the attributes of Jesus Christ in their heart, in their mind, and in their soul. And what are one of the attributes of Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is love. Love. The love of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So the Jews rejected Jesus Christ the first time because they didn't believe that he was the Son of God. And they nailed him through the help of the Gentile nation. They nailed him on Calvary's cross. They hung him high. They stretched him wide. They ridiculed him. They embarrassed him. They killed a man of innocence. He was a perfect son of God. He was God Almighty in the flesh. He was God in the flesh, seen of angels, justified by the Spirit, received up into glory, went back to heaven 2,000 years ago, and now he's getting ready to come back to this earth, and he's going to straighten it out once and for all. Woo! Think on that. He's coming back again, but he's not coming back the way people think he's not coming back. But before Jesus Christ comes back to the earth and rule and reign, before he comes back from heaven, the first thing that has to happen is the rapture of the church. The church must be removed from the planet before Jesus Christ comes back. And then after that, after he raps the church, he won't touch the earth until 7 years later on, because the tribulation period will occur at the beginning of the rapture, because when the rapture of the church occurs, the Antichrist will rise. I said, when the rapture of the church occurs, the Antichrist will rise. The Antichrist is already here. He's alive, and he's waiting for a specific time and seasons of time in which he will arrive on the planet. He's on the planet, but he can't come out and be revealed to the world until after the body of Christ has been removed. After the body of Christ has been removed, then the Antichrist will come on the scene. The Jews already is looking for him. They will receive him. They will believe that this man is actually the Son of God, and he's not the Son of God. He's a son of Satan. He will be an instrument that Satan will use during the seven tribulation period, 7 years of tribulation. The Antichrist will use this man and consider himself of being Jesus Christ, which will he be a phony on top of a phony on top of a phony. He will be a quack. He will be a jackleg Antichrist that Satan has plotted up to use during the tribulation period. And during the tribulation period, the Jews are planning to build a third temple. A third temple is in the making right now. The Jews are preparing to build another temple. And the Jews have to have this temple before the Antichrist can sit in it. They have to build a temple in order to start old sacrifices up as in the Old Testament, and they are going to look for the Antichrist to come and give them the permission to rebuild the third temple. They got to have the temple. It's a necessity that they build this temple. And now the Jews are preparing right now, 24/7. They're finding the place. They're going to find the Ark of the Covenant. They're going to find the two red heifers. They're going to do everything to prepare to rebuild this temple. And in rebuilding this temple, during the time of the Antichrist, he will sign a covenant. He will sign a covenant with Israel. He won't sign a covenant with the church because the church will not be here when the Antichrist arrives on the public scene. When he's being revealed to the world, he's in the world now. He's alive. But the world don't know that he's here. The world don't know where he's at. The world is not looking exactly for him. But when he comes, the world will accept him as being Jesus Christ. They will say, yes, this is Christ. The Jews are going to say, yes, this is our Messiah. And I'm going to tell you right now, the man is here on this planet. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God is here. He's coming from Western Europe. He's coming from a country that's called Spain. Spain is the country. Antichrist is alive today in Spain. Madrid, Spain. His name is King Felipe. King Felipe. The king of Spain is the man of sin. 54 years old. He'll be 55 January 30th. 2023. He'll be 55 January the 30th, 2023. He will come on the scene as a man of peace, as a man of benevolence, and a man that the world will say they will admire. He stands at 6 foot six. 6 foot six. That's how tall he is. He has six letters in his name, Felipe. He has three royal names, and each name has six letters in it. And these six letters identify him because there's no other man on the planet. There's no other man on the planet that's in this position but King Felipe. I've searched the scriptures. I've searched the countries. I've searched the book of Daniel. And Daniel tells me exactly in which he will come from. He will come from Western Europe. He will come out of the 10 toes of the European common market. He will be the 11th toe. and the 11th toe that come up out of Western Europe, the 11th horn that came up out of Europe, and the only horn that came up out of the book of Daniel, and this 11th horn, the book of Daniel, Daniel wrote, said he had eyes, and he had a mouth, and he spoke great things against the Most High. And Spain was the only country, the 11th country, that came into the European common market in 1986. 1986, Spain had been a democracy country from 1975 to 1986. That's 10 years. And when the 10 years was up, Spain was able and capable enough of becoming the head of the country because they ruled under democracy for 10 years. And from the 10 years that they was under reign, Spain has been the head of the 10 European common market nations. Listen to what I got to tell you this evening. The 10 European common market nations that will rule the world known as the New World Order, the New World Government. The New World Government will be consisted of 10 European common market nations that exist today. Today. They have been in existence and came into existence in 1948. 1948, these 10 nations came in as the New World Order, as NATO, as the World Order. And the 10 nations that came into existence from 1948 to 1981. The first three nations that came into power was Denmark, Great Britain, and Ireland. 1948, that's the beginning of the makings of NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, that will become the New World Order. The New World Order says we are going to change this world under the influence of the Antichrist and under the influence of satanic powers. It's going to change this earth from worse to worse. It's going to get bad up in here. In 1948, Denmark, Britain, and Ireland. In 1952, it was Netherlands, Belgium, and Luxembourg. That's six. In 1973, it was West Germany, France, and Italy. That's nine. In 1981, Greece came in, making it 10 horns, 10 toes, 10 kingdoms, and 10 crowns. World denomination, world dominion, world rule. These 10 nations will lock up with the other nations and become a one world government. The whole world will fall under this power, and this power is coming from satanic, diabolical, fallen angels will actually take control of this planet for 7 years and deceive many people. Many people will be deceived by this false Christ because he's going to be able to control the economical, political, and religious system. He will be in control. Do you hear what I'm saying? The seven-year tribulation, the world is going to fall under the influence of satanic power. You can see some of it now. Satan is ruling a little bit now. But after the church is raptured up, he will fall in dominant power. The 10 toes was finished in 1981. And in 1974, in 1975, a man came on the scene as being a king of Spain, In 1975, a man came on the scene named Juan Carlos. He was to take the place of Generalissimo. Generalissimo died in 1975. And when he died in 1975, Juan Carlos became the king of Spain. Now, Juan Carlos now is not the king of Spain. But Juan Carlos got married in 1962. In 1962, Juan Carlos got married. And when he got married to Sofia. And had three children. His firstborn son was named Felipe. He had two daughters. Juan Carlos became too old, and he had done too much wickedness as being king, and he gave the throne. Listen to what I am saying. He gave the throne to his son in 2014. In the month of June, if you don't believe me, go to the Whitaker Cyclopedia or go to the World Botanica Cyclopedia, and you will find all this information in the World Cyclopedias. It's there. And when Juan Carlos passed off the scene, he gave the throne to his son. And when 1981 came, the 10 toes was there. And in 1986, the 11th horn arose, and the 11th horn was the king of Spain. When Juan Carlos passed off the scene, his son, he gave the throne to his son, and his son is the king of Spain right now, and he is getting ready to do what? He's getting ready to come on the scene, and it's very soon he will be on the scene. And by him coming on the scene, he will claim that he is actually Jesus Christ. He will actually try to take the rulership from the true God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which right now Jesus Christ is in heaven and the false Christ is down here trying to claim the deity of Jesus Christ and calls himself Jesus Christ. And the world today have been deceived and believe that this man is actually Jesus Christ, and he will deceive the whole world. He would deceive the whole world. So from 2014 to 2022, King Felipe has been the king of Spain from 2014 to 2022. So you got about 8 years that he has been the king of Spain. And the Jews are looking towards Spain, in which they believe and looking for him to come out of Spain, and he is coming out of Spain. And when he come out of Spain, they're going to say that he is Jesus Christ, and they are going to believe him, and they are going to sign a peace treaty with him, and they are going to build a temple for him, and they are going to try to go back to the old sacrificial law of bulls and goats and turtle doves, because the Jews don't believe in the sacrifice, burial, death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so they believe that this Antichrist is Jesus Christ, and he does not require to himself to die and raise again from the dead and come back as the Son of God from the resurrection. But he's going to do a fake, low down, dirty, crooked resurrection. He is going to be shot during the tribulation period and in the middle of the tribulation period. And he's going to be killed, and he's going to be dead for 3 days and 3 nights. Now get this, 3 days and 3 nights, the same amount of time that Christ was in the grave. And he's going to be brought back to life, not by God Almighty, but he's going to be brought back to life by the incarnation of Satan, taking his body and resurrecting it and coming back as the resurrected Christ, and he will call himself God Almighty. He will claim the deity of God Almighty after the resurrection. Well, Brother Bizarre, where do you get all this from? I get it from the number one Bible book, the last book in Revelation. Revelation tells me exactly what's going to happen with the Antichrist. Is going to be resurrected from the dead by the power of Lucifer. Lucifer is going to reincarnate himself in the body of the Antichrist in the 13th chapter of Revelation. In the 13th chapter of Revelation, we will read the resurrection of the Antichrist. The 13th chapter of Revelation, will we read the resurrection of the Antichrist. And John the Revelator said, I stood up on the sands of the sea. I stood up on the sand of humanity and saw a beast come up out of the sea of humanity, having 7 heads, 7 world empires, 10 horns, European common market, and up on his horns, 10 crowns, authority upon his head, the name blasphemy, blasphemy. This is the 11th horn. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard. He's going to be swift. His feet was as a bear, feet of a bear. He's going to be vicious. And his mouth as a mouth of a lion. He will have great authority. And listen, listen what it said. And the dragon gave him his power. He's going to enter into the Antichrist. But before he entered to the Antichrist, let's see what happens here. And the dragon gave him power at his seat and great authority. He will have authority over the whole planet. The devil is going to have authorized. God is going to authorize the devil to have authority over the whole planet. The third verse says, and I saw one of his head as it were wounded to death. This is the assassination. Wounded to death. That's the assassination of the Antichrist. That's when the Antichrist is going to be shot in the head. That's what the Bible says. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death. And his deadly wound was what? Healed. In other words, he was resurrected from the dead after the assassination. And he will come back and claim himself to be God Almighty. When he does that, the next stanza says, and all the world wondered after the beast. The majority of the world will wonder after the beast. Every nation, every kindred, every people, every kind will wonder after the beast. They will believe that this man is God Almighty. Fourth verse, and they worship. They worship the dragon. They worship the devil, which gave power unto the beast, the Antichrist. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, and who is able to make war with him? There is not a man on this planet. There's not a man in hell. There's not a man nowhere that can defeat the devil on his own power. Not a man. And you can get all the men in the world, all the dictators, all the false prophets, all the false prophets, they still will not be able to stand against this beast, against this Antichrist, against this dragon that's going to have control of the world. The only man that can defeat the devil is the name that's above every name, and that name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the one that died and suffered and dropped his head between the locks of his shoulder and went down into the graveyard and stayed there 3 days and three nights and got up on the third day morning just like he said he would. And then he said, I got all power in heaven and in earth in his hand. And guess what? There won't be nobody to defeat him but Jesus Christ. And they worship the dragon, which gave power to the beast. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given to him mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given to him to continue 42 months. 42 months equals 3.5 years in the last part of the tribulation period. He will rule the world for 3.5 years, controlling men and deceiving men for 3.5 years. But at the same time, God Almighty, since the church is gone, the church is in heaven at this time. The church is being judged at this time. The church is with Christ in the heavenlies. And so there will be no person on this earth to preach the gospel the last 7 years. But God will send 144,000 evangelists, known as the 12 tribes of Israel. There will be 144,000 evangelists on this earth at the beginning of the tribulation period, and they are going to preach the gospel after the church has been removed for 3.5 years. 24/7, 1,260 days, that's 1 year, 42 months, and guess what? They're going to do it for exactly 3.5 years. Every day they are going to be preaching the gospel of the kingdom, because the gospel of grace is over. The gospel of grace ended the church age. God's still going to have grace for the tribulation saints, because these 144,000 is going to preach for 3.5 years. And during that time, many people will accept Christ in the first part of the 3.5 years. Many people will come to Jesus of the 144,000 Jews that's going to preach the gospel for 3.5 years. They are going to preach the word of God for 3.5 years. In these 3.5 years, they will preach the gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And when they preach this gospel, it's going to be preached, guess what? Around the world. Around the world, they are going to preach the gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This will be the first part of the tribulation period. So God is not going to leave the world of not hearing the gospel from the Jewish people. God is going to give the Jews the mission where they were supposed to do it in the Old Testament, but they failed God. And God is going to give them 7 years to reclaim the lost time that they have lost by rejecting Jesus Christ. But at this time, he will give the Jews the opportunity for the world to hear it. The whole world is going to hear it. They're going to hear it through computers. They're going to hear it through Instagram, TikTok. They're going to hear it through YouTube. They're going to hear it through tweeters. They're going to hear the gospel around the world from where? Jerusalem. Jerusalem will be the focal point and the starting point of the gospel of the kingdom in Jerusalem. Just like the gospel of grace was started in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, well, this is going to be the gospel of the kingdom that will be preached by the 144,000 Jews. Pentecost, there was only 120 in the upper room. But in the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom, there's going to be 144,000, 12,000 from each tribe. They're going to preach 1,260 days, and it's going to be televised around the world. It's going to be told. And the Jews are going to be preaching that Jesus Christ is Lord. They're going to be preaching that he died and rose again. They're going to be preaching that he's coming back to set up the millennial kingdom. And he's going to rule for 1,000 years. Good God Almighty. That's the message. That's the message. And the world is going to hear it. And there's going to be a large crowd during the tribulation period that's going to accept Jesus Christ as Lord of glory. They are going to be so many that John said in the revelation of the 7th chapter, he said, one of the elders looked, and he said, he seen a number that no man can number. And he asked the question, where did these come from and who are they? He said, these are they that came through great trial and tribulation. These are the tribulation saints that heard the gospel after the rapture of the church. And by hearing the gospel through the Jewish nation, they were convinced that the Christ that they're preaching about is the one that died 2,000 years ago. They are going to come to Christ, and they're going to be born again. They're going to be sanctified. They're going to be glorified. They're going to be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, because the blood of the Lamb is the only way that man could be redeemed. The redemption comes through the blood and nothing but the blood. But the blood of turtles and the blood of goats and turtles, the blood of goats and lambs and bullocks was not sufficient enough to save humanity. And so the Lord said, I'm going to do a new work. I'm going to do a new plan. I am going to come down from heaven, and I'm going to be born in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes. I'm going to stay on this earth for 33.5 years, and I'm going to do miracles. I'm going to do a miracle that men may see that the glory of God has come forth. And then I'm going to suffer and die on Calvary's cross. I'm going to drop my head between the locks of my shoulder and give up the ghost. I'm going to go down to the bowels of hell. I'm going to preach to those in prison. I'm going to stay down there for 3 days and 3 nights, and I'm going to get up on the third day morning. And after Jesus Christ got up on the third day morning, he told the disciples, I'm going to stay on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. I'm going to prove that I got up out of the grave. And Jesus did just that. And he stayed on the earth 40 days, and he told the disciples, I'm going to go away. And when I go away, I'm going to send you a comforter. 10 days later, after Jesus Christ ascended into heaven, 10 days later, the pale me, they was in the upper room, and they all was in one mind, in one accord, and they were waiting for the power of the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is the power of God through Jesus Christ, which is God Almighty in the Spirit, and the Holy Ghost of fire lit upon them, and when it lit upon them, they began to speak with other tongues, and when they spoke with other tongues, there were Jews that came from around the world. On the day of Pentecost, and when they began to speak in other tongues by the Holy Ghost, they heard them speak in their own language. And they said, where these men are drunk, and how do they know our language? How do they know our language? And these are Galileans. And don't you know, this was spoken by the prophet Joel, that in the last day I will pour out my spirit, and men still stammering with tongues, and they shall speak with new tongues. And these tongues were the interpreters of every dialect of language all over the world. And when they had heard them speak in their own language, they asked the question, good God Almighty, they asked them, what must we do? What must we do in order to be saved? And Peter stood up and said, repent, repent, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That was the birth of the church. That was the conception of the church. That was the church started off. It started off in that day, and 3,000 souls got saved in that one day. And ever since then, folks have been getting saved ever since the day of Pentecost for 2,000 years, and now we're coming to the close and the end of the church age. It's not going to be the end of the world. When Jesus Christ raptured the church, it ain't going to be the end of the world. It's going to be the end of the church age. It's going to be the end of the church age because the church is going to be removed from the earth. And there's going to be another 7 years. There's going to be a 7-year tribulation period in which the world will be judged. And then Christ is coming back to the planet to judge the world. When he judged the world, he's going to start in Jerusalem. And after the judgment of the nations, after he puts his foot on the top of the Mount of Olives, he's going to take the world and the new age. He's going to take the millennium reign, and he's going to lock Satan up in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. Then he's going to start the millennium reign, and he will rule and reign on this earth for 1,000 years. Men will live in longevity again. Man will reproduce and repopulate the earth for 1,000 years of peace. Nothing but peace. No more war, no more welfare system, no more killing and murder, no more whorehouses, no more beer joints, no, my God, no more, woo, no more, woo, no more. The only sin that man will have to deal with in the millennium reign of Jesus Christ is unbelief. God is going to show the world you can put man in a perfect environment, and he still will be stubborn to believe in the redemption power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Men are going to be plowshares into pruning hooks. The animal life will change. The business will be prospering. There will be more storms and earthquakes and famines and pestilence and disease. God is going to restore the whole world and the whole universe. He's going to wipe sin out of his presence forever. And he's going to bring in eternal righteousness forever. And after the millennium is over, Satan will be let loose one more time. Because the ones that came through the millennium will be walking in unbelief. And Satan is going to be released, and he is going to initiate those that have not received Jesus Christ during the millennium reign to make the last rebellion on the planet. And they will gather around Jerusalem, which is called Gog and Magog. And they will try to overtake Jerusalem for the last time, and God will rain fire and brimstone out of heaven and consume all of them, wipe them out. And after the millennium reign is over, God Almighty is going to bring all the wicked dead, all the wicked dead, and raise them up and bring them before the great white throne. And the great white throne will be where the wicked will be judged for the works that they have done in their last lifetime. And Satan will be cast into the lake of fire at the end of millennium reign. And then the great white throne will occur, and they will be judged out of the books that are written. And if their name is not found written in the Lamb's Book of Life, the devil and his angels are already in hell. And now the wicked is going to be cast into Gehenna, the lake of fire. And there, all the wicked, every last wicked person that ever lived upon the planet, will be judged, and they will be cast into the lake of fire and burn and be not consumed up, but be tormented forever in the lake of fire. And God is going to take this world and take this planet and burn it. He's going to renew it. He's going to restore it. He's going to make it brand new. He's going to purify it from all sin, all wicked spirits, all of them, and cast him into the outer darkness apart from God forever. And God is going to rule and reign on the planet. And New Jerusalem shall come down out of heaven. And when it comes down out of heaven, it's going to do what? It's going to set right here on this earth or be suspended in the air. New Jerusalem will be the place where all the saints will live and live and live and live and live and just live on, just live. No more dying, no more graveyards, no more murder, no more sickness, no more welfare, no more racial injustice, no more policemen, no more hospitals, no more, nothing but joy, peace, happiness, and love everywhere. Can't you see what the word is saying? Can't you see the signs of the time that we're living in? Can't you understand that the world ain't going to last too much longer? Can't you see what Jerusalem is doing? Can't you see what Russia is getting ready to do? The nations of the world is trying to get rid of the Jewish people. They've been trying that for 6,000 years, ever since Israel came into an existence. They've been trying to get rid of the Jews, and the reason why, because the Jews are the only people on the planet that God used mightily to do what? The writing of the Holy Bible. He used the Jews to bring the Messiah into the world. He used the Jews to be the nation to show other heathen nations that there's only one true, almighty, everlasting God, and that God is the God of Isaac and Jacob and the God of the universe, and he will rule and reign. And Satan cannot get rid of the Jewish people because they will be the head of all the nations. They will be the ruler of the nations forever. This is what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say now is accepted time, because the seven feast days of the Lord, the seven feast days of the Lord four of those feast days have been fulfilled until today. There's three more feast days to be fulfilled. You tell me now. Three more feast days to be fulfilled. The first four that have been fulfilled, the feast of Passover, the crucifixion, the feast of unleavened bread, the death of Christ, the feast of first fruits, the resurrection, has been fulfilled. The feast of Pentecost has been fulfilled. The next three that's yet to be fulfilled is the feast of trumpets, which represent the day of awe, the day of blowing trumpets. The Jews are getting ready to blow trumpets in September of this month. Every year since the feast of appointed times have been established, the Jews have took September and October as the year of trumpets, the year of Yom Kippur, the year of tabernacle, which means trumpets, judgment, atonement, second coming of Jesus Christ, tabernacles, the millennium reign. Only three left. And this has been going on for 2,000 years. But the Jews, by their disobedience, didn't have sacrifices and offerings for almost 2,000 years. And now they're bringing it back. They're bringing it back. And they brought it back in 1948. When they brought it back in 1948, they became a nation in 1948. They were established. They've reestablished their nation. They have been a nation for 70 years. 70 years, and they have restored the land. They have restored the growing. They are restoring everything that's been restored, and now they're going to restore and get ready to build a temple because they have to have it ready for the Antichrist to sit in the temple. And it's right up on us because they're looking forward of getting started by next year, 2023. Woo! And the Antichrist is waiting for it. And the church is waiting for the trumpets to be blown on Rosh Hashanah, the feast of trumpets. And trumpet means judgment. Trumpet means in awe. Trumpet means repentance and remorse. Repentance to God for the sins that you have done. You're repenting. Why? Because except you repent, you shall likewise perish. And now Israel is preparing the temple for the Antichrist because he's going to desecrate it. He is going to turn on the Jew in the middle of the tribulation. He's going to be assassinated. And when he's assassinated, he'll be resurrected from the dead, and he's going to claim himself to be God. And he's going to sit in the temple and claim himself to be God Almighty. And he's going to do miracles. He's going to do miracles that the world is going to be deceived over these miracles. And in the book of Thessalonians, in the book of Thessalonica, we see Second Thessalonians, second chapter, we see, second chapter, third verse says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first. And that man of sin, the Antichrist, be revealed, the son of perdition. He is absolutely determined to go to hell. There's no turning back. He is going to hell. He says in the fourth verse, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in what? The temple of God, showing himself that he is God. This is the time of the middle of the tribulation period. This is when Lucifer resurrects the Antichrist and he becomes the beast and he sits in the temple and he desecrates the temple and he removes the Ark of the Covenant and he brings in a false idol. He brings in idolatry. He brings in a half human, half man computer and sets a statue up in Jerusalem. And this statue will cause to speak. And it will speak. And guess what? Guess what he's going to speak? Let me show you what the Bible says he's going to speak. Listen what it says. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb. And he spake as a dragon, the false prophet. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him and causes the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was what? Healed. He got up from the grave. And he does great wonders so that he maketh what? Fire come down out of heaven on the earth in the sight of man, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles. He does some great miracles, power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and call that as many as would worship him. The image of the beast should be killed. And he called it all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark, a computer chip, in the forehead or in the right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, but is it a number of a man? And his number is 666. 666, the infamy of the mark of the beast. The United States now is sending computer chips over here. They want to start building some factories, and the job would be making computer chips to put mark up on the human race for those that will fall down and worship this image of the beast during the last part of the tribulation. They will be able to buy and sell only if you receive the chip. Once you receive the chip in your forehead or in your hand, you will not be able to buy or sell. You will be branded forever. When you receive this mark, you will not be able to buy and sell. If you don't receive this mark, if you receive the mark, you will be able to buy and sell, but your soul will be damned because you have sold your soul to Satan. You have sold your soul to Satan just for you to buy and sell and have activity in business and to do your business. And the Bible says, and all the world wondered after the beast. Millions and millions and millions of people will receive this mark. Once they receive this mark, they cannot turn back. They cannot repent. Because inside of their computer chip, once that computer chip gets in your hand, it mixes with your DNA and it destroys your worship for the true God. You will no longer have any access to the true God. You will be an access to Satan, and you will worship the Antichrist. And once you receive that mark, your soul is damned forever because you refuse to receive Christ by faith through grace, not by works, lest any man should boast. My friend, this is going to happen. This is about to happen. This is not going to go away. This is reality. This is Bible. This is authentic. This is genuine. This is going to happen very soon. Man is getting ready. The world is getting ready to become a worshiper of Satan. And people today is already worshiping Satan. If you are what? If you are not saved, you are going to be a worshiper of Satan. And if you're not saved now, you're in the hands of the devil. The devil is your father. The devil has control of you. The devil is telling you what to do and what not to do. And one thing he's telling you to do, and that is refuse salvation. Refuse salvation. Refuse the cross. Deny the cross. You don't need the cross. It's not necessary for the blood of Jesus Christ to save you. He wants to keep you away from the cross because he knows the cross is the only way that man can be saved forever. And the devil said, no, don't go to the cross. Go to Buddha. Go to Shintoism. Go to Taoism. Go to Jehovah's Witness. Go to a denomination. Go to the Baptist. Go to the Presbyterian. Go to any denomination and just go to church. Just go to church. Just sing in the choir. Just go to church. Never, never come in contact with the loving Savior. Never been redeemed. Never been born again. Never been sanctified. But you call yourself a Christian. And guess what? You cannot confess Christ and not live. If you confess it, you ought to live like you confess it. But there's a lot of people trying to confess Christ and don't know him. These are going to fall into the hands of the Antichrist. And if they don't know the scripture after the rapture occurs, they are going to be deceived because they're going to demand to have the right to go to the grocery store. They want the right to buy a car. They want the right to have the money. They want the right to go places. And if you don't receive this mark, they're going to lock you up. Because the devil said, I got control of the political world. I got control of the financial world. I got control of the what? I got control of the religious world. And I'm going to rule and I'm going to have men to bow down to me. Because that's what the devil wants. He wants you to worship him. He wants you to fall down at homosexual. He wants you to fall down in drugs, fall down at adultery, fall down at lying, cheating, backbiting, whoremongering, fall down to lesbianism, fall down to adultery, fall down to fornication. He wants you to worship him through doing his bidding and doing wickedness. And if you do that, you can have your right to buy and sell, but you won't have your right to the tree of life because you rejected the loving Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In the book of Revelation, we see Antichrist the dragon and the false prophet is the Trinity of Satan. Is the Trinity of Satan. The Antichrist, the dragon is the father, and the false prophet is represent the spirit of Satan. Satan wants what God wants, but Satan can't have what God has. Satan is a fallen cherubim. God is God all by himself. God was here before anything was. God will be here when men are gone because he is God. And this God that I'm talking about had no other way to redeem mankind but through his own blood, Jesus Christ. It was the blood of Christ that was shed on Calvary's cross. And through that shed blood, the life of God was opened up as a fountain. And if the sinner come beneath the flow, that sinner would lose all his guilty stain and be brought back to God. So when Jesus Christ split the sky and blow the trumpets, the dead in Christ shall rise. We that remain alive shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. So shall ever we be with the Lord forevermore. And when we get to heaven, the church is going to heaven, and we will be standing before the judgment seat of Christ, which is the bema seat of Christ, and the church will be judged. Not for salvation. Salvation has already been acquired. It has already been finished. You won't be judged for your salvation, but you will be judged for your works. As a Christian, as a child of God, what have you done on this earth for Christ after you received him? If you receive Jesus Christ tonight and you die, you will immediately go to heaven. If you receive Jesus Christ tonight, and the rapture occurred 3 hours from now, you will go to heaven just like that. Nobody will be able to stop you. If you receive Jesus Christ now, your soul will be saved by his grace. He gives you an opportunity to come to him. And guess what? He said, whosoever will, let him come. You can come this evening. Don't wait too late. We are in a time like never before. This is absolutely the last generation. This generation ends in 2029. This generation ends in 2029. And you got 7 more years before 2029. If you got 7 more years before 2029, where is the tribulation coming in? Where is it coming in? Think on that. 2022, add 7 on to that, is 2029. Jesus Christ. If Jesus Christ comes tonight or tomorrow, the 7-year tribulation starts. Jesus Christ will be on this earth on 2029 because the 7 years will be up and he will start the millennium reign. The millennium reign is where the earth will be restored back into its rightful belonging to God. It will be a theocracy government. God will rule. Satan will be damned into hell, into the lake of fire. And all those that followed Satan and rejected God's plan of salvation will burn in hell forever. Make no difference who you are, where you're coming from, how much money you got, how much education you got. Ooh, it don't make no difference. Your soul must be born again. You must have the life of Christ in your soul. So when that trumpet blow, that trumpet will penetrate your spirit deep down in you, and you will be changed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye, and the dead in Christ will rise, and you will get a brand new body, and you will stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of your works down here, whether it's good or whether it is evil. You will be judged for your works, whether your works be of gold, silver, brass, or whether your works will be hay, wood, and stubble. If it's hay, wood, and stubble, you will suffer loss, but yet your soul will be saved. If you serve God in the Spirit, you will receive gold, silver, brass, and that will last forever. You lose your reward for your works, but you won't lose your salvation for faith that you had in Jesus Christ. So when you come to Christ, you can't be saved but one time. You can't be saved over and over and over and over again. Eternal salvation can only be brought by Jesus Christ, because he is eternity. And when he comes into your heart, he brings eternity in there. So you are an eternal being if you know Jesus Christ. If you don't know Christ, you will end up in eternal damnation. You will spend the rest of your life, the rest of your eternity with the devil and his angels. And it won't be pretty. It is not pretty. It wasn't pretty when they crucified Christ. It wasn't pretty at all. It wasn't pretty at all. It was ugly. It was awful. It was devastating to what they did to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They beat him beyond his own recognition. They cursed him. They spat upon him. They smote him on the head. They put garments of thorns on his head. They kicked him. They said, "You ain't nobody." They did him so bad. I'm telling you, they did so bad that hell shook. And the angels in heaven had to prune their wings and said, "Oh, my God, my God, my God, look at what they're doing to my master." But I believe before the Lord left heaven, he told the angels, "Don't come down until I tell you to." Because I believe the angels wanted to deliver him. But he said, "No, no, 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 no. I can handle this. Because if you intervene on this, you're messing up the salvation for humanity. I got to go to the cross. If I am going to redeem man, I got to go. I can't go no other way. There is no cherubim, there is no seraphim that's capable of doing what I'm going to do. There's no patriarch. Daniel couldn't do it. Isaiah couldn't do it. Ezekiel couldn't do it. Jeremiah couldn't do it. Hosea couldn't do it. Malachi couldn't do it. Nahum couldn't do it. Ooh! None of those prophets could do it. So I got to go. And Jesus Christ went to the grave and came back. And now he's getting ready to come back to get his body. Because the church is not the building. The church is not the bricks and the wood and the pews and the pulpit. That's not the church. The church is you, living organism, alive and on fire for God. The church represents the love of God. And if you're a child of God, one thing you ought to represent, you ought to represent the love of God. For he loved you so much that he gave his only son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Except you repent except you turn from sin and degradation, except you come to God and make a 180-degree turn, you are going to perish in everlasting fire. Don't go. Don't go to hell. Don't go, Mr. Mailman, Mr. Football Player. Don't go, movie stars. Don't go, rap singers. Don't go. Don't go, lesbianism. Don't go, homosexual. Don't go. Don't go. Don't go. Please don't go. If you do anything, if you go anywhere, don't go to hell. If you go to hell, you ain't getting out. You'll be there forever. But why would God put me in hell? Well, God ain't going to put you in hell. You're going to put yourself in hell. Because justice says, if you don't let Christ pay for your sins, justice says, you're going to get just what you deserve. You are going to get torment forever because Jesus Christ took all your torment, took all your aches and pains, took all that low-down, dirty, rotten sin that you have done and nailed it to a cross and was beaten beyond his recognition and went down in a grave and took the keys of death and hell from Satan and had him knock me together. He came back on top side of the earth and said, now I got all power in heaven and earth in my hand. We are in the last day. We're in the close of the sixth millennium. We're in the close of the church age. We're in the close of the time that the Lord said, I will come as a thief in the night. He said, before I come back, I want to give you some information on the signs and let you know these are the signs to let you know I'm on my way back. The Bible says in Joel 2:28, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. He said there'll be a universal apostasy. Thessalonians 2:1-4. He said, the watering down of the gospel, teaching doctrines of men, brethren, those of God, even priests, will be led astray. Timothy 2:3-5. False prophets will arise and false Christ. Matthew 24:24. Good will be called evil and evil good. Isaiah 5:20. Restoration of all things. God is going to bring back what Satan took from mankind. Isaiah 5:20. Gospel will be preached into all the world. Matthew 24:14 and Revelation 14:6-7. Worldly knowledge will be increased. Daniel 12:4. Israel will be restored as a political state. Deuteronomy 28:64. And 30:3, and Jeremiah 29:14, earthquakes and floods and famines, plagues and diseases such as the world has never seen. Peace will be taken from the earth. Wars will increase throughout the earth until war is on every land in the country, in the world. Increase in wickedness, murder, and crime among men. Increase in belief in the occult. People will not believe the signs in the heavens. Increase in persecution of Christians. Christ will come suddenly to his temple. Malachi 3:1. Signs and wonders in heaven. Mark 13:25. Mountains made low and valleys high. Isaiah 40 and Ezekiel 38. Christ to receive dominion from the ancients of days. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is coming back and he's going to take control of the whole world. Not only the whole world, but the whole universe. He's going to restore everything that Satan has tried to destroy. He's going to save those that want to be saved. He's going to save those that come to him in repentance. And to tell me, two prophets is going to preach in Jerusalem for 1,260 days. These prophets will have power enough to shut up heaven and power enough to turn water to blood. And there was only two prophets in the Old Testament that had this kind of power, and that was Moses and Elijah. They will be in Jerusalem, for 1,260 days. And they will preach for 3.5 years. They will call out to the world that Jesus Christ is coming back to restore the kingdom and millennium reign. He's coming back to judge the righteous and the wicked. He's coming back to straighten out pain after it's been messed up for 6,000 years. Satan, you've been defeated. Satan, you're done. Satan, you're going to be destroyed in the lake of fire. And you will burn, oh Lord, you will burn forever. You will be tormented forever and all those that follow you. Ain't you glad that you've been born again? If you haven't been born again, you're in a bad condition. If you have not been born again, you're in a bad condition. And that bad condition is that you're lost. And if you're lost, you're cut off from God. And if you're cut off from God and you die in your sins, you will have to pay for your own sins. And the wages of sin is death. And death is to be separated from God forever. Mountains made low and valleys made high. Christ who received his demand from the ancients of days. The Bible says two prophets were preaching to rule for 1,260 days. They have power to bring famines and plagues. They are killed and they lie in the streets for 3.5 days while the wicked of the earth rejoice in the streets and exchange gifts, celebrating of their death. On the third day, they arise, striking fear in the hearts of the wicked. 11th chapter of Revelation. Armageddon, the nations of the earth, is together to fight at Jerusalem, at Armageddon in the valley of Jehoshaphat. Revelation 16:16. The sun darkened, the moon become as blood. Joel 2:31. Acts 2:20. Revelation 6:12. The Lord appears. Here it is. The Lord appears at the Mount of Olives. When Christ comes back, his feet will stand on the top of the Mount of Olives. When Christ comes back, his feet will stand on the top of the Mount of Olives. His people, he will lead his people to victory. There will be a World War III coming up in the book of Ezekiel, 38 and 39th chapter of Ezekiel. God is going to slaughter Russia. He's going to slaughter Gog and Magog because Putin is planning to capture Jerusalem. He's planning to take the Middle East. He's planning to take the oil and the potash and the food and the cattle and the sheep. He's planning to try to rule the world from that spot. But God Almighty is going to shake the whole earth until every human being is going to feel the earth shake underneath their feet, every fish in the sea, every animal on the land. He's going to shake it And he's going to say, he said in the book of Isaiah, I'm going to sanctify myself. I'm going to shake all the stuff that humanity and Lucifer has been accusing me of. I'm going to shake it until men's face change colors. I'm going to shake it that men's hearts will fail them, for the fear is going to come upon the planet. Christ appeared to all the earth. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus is the Christ. The righteous will be caught up. The wicked will be burned to stubble. The righteous will be cut off, caught up into the air and rule and reign and go to heaven at the judgment seat of Christ. The 1,000 years of peace after Christ comes back to the earth, he will usher us in to the final dispensation, the last dispensation is the millennium reign. God has let man go through 6 dispensations, and man has got an F in every one of them. The first try was the dispensation was called innocent, and Adam and Eve failed. The second is called conscious, and man failed. That was the flood. And only 8 souls were saved during the flood. The next one is called the human government. The next one is called the human government. Man tried to govern this world at the Tower of Babel, and he failed. The next one is called the law at Mount Sinai, and man got it else. The next one that God tried man is called promise, and that was the first coming of Jesus Christ. The next one that God tried man in is called grace, and that was the church, and man failed. The last one is called the millennium reign. The millennium reign, where God will exclude all wickedness. And the only sin that man will deal with is unbelief. And guess what? Man failed. God's going to prove to humanity, prove to Lucifer, prove to the angels, that man is totally depraved. You can put him in a almost a perfect environment and give him an opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and men still will reject it. Showing you that a perfect environment doesn't change man's heart. The only thing can change man's heart is the precious blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God that was slain before the foundations of the world, is the only thing that can redeem mankind. Buddha can't do it. Shintoism can't do it. Catholicism can't do it. No denomination in the world can do it. No religion in the world can do it. You got over 6,000 different kinds of religions and deities and false gods that have tried to claim that they can change mankind. No, they can't. The only thing they can do is make mankind worse than it already is. This is the hour. This is the day. This is the signs of the times, the close of the church age is almost here, just a few more days. The world is going to witness the greatest event that ever will hit this planet in this generation. The generation of Jesus Christ was the greatest event in that generation when Christ came down here in the flesh. God came down here in the flesh and died on Calvary. That was awesome. But the next event that's going to strike this earth, the greatest event in this generation of 2022, will be the catching away of the body of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Every born-again believer that have been washed in the blood of the Lamb will be removed from the planet, including babies and all those that have not reached responsibility of being accountable for their sins. Because when Jesus Christ died, he died for the infants and those that have not come to the accountability. He died for the damned nature of Adam. And so when the church is raptured up, babies will be missing. Infants will be missing. Those that have not come to the accountability will be missing around the world, and the world will go into a chaotic condition. And the chaotic condition will start off as if everything's going to be all right, but it's not going to be all right. And many people will follow the Antichrist. My friends, this is Elder G. Bazaar coming to you from Warren, Ohio. This is Watchmen on the Wall. This is the time that your salvation can be acquired. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, the Bible says thou shalt be saved. S-A-V-E-D. From damnation. Because I'm going to tell you now, you are not going to enter the kingdom of God without Christ. You can't get in. You're not going to get in. God can't let you in. God can't sneak you in. He can't. It's against his priorities. It's against his will to let you in without knowing his son. You can't get in. You can go to church for 50, 60, 70, 80 years. If you have never had a change in your life, through Jesus Christ, and you die one day, you will never see heaven. You'll never see it. You can't see it. Because sin will never, never, never enter the kingdom of God again. God is through with it. He's through with Satan. He's going to be through with his demons. He's going to be through with his nephilims. He's going to be through with the wickedness of mankind. He's not going to put up with it no more. So why don't you come? Come to Jesus tonight. He wants you. The only thing Paul said, Romans 10:29, confess with your mouth. Believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Admit it, accept it, repent, turn, hate sin. Hate wrongdoing. Hate what God hates. Love what God loves. The only way you can do that is come to him. You can come to him now, right now. You don't have to wait for no preacher. I can march you right on into the kingdom through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, let me come in and sup with you. And the only thing you've got to do is lift your hands and call on the name of Jesus and say, Jesus, Jesus, come into my life. Lord, I am sorry for my sins. Lord, I believe. I will confess. I will admit. I will accept your blood atonement that you made for me on Calvary's cross right now. Let your Holy Spirit saturate my soul. And I'm willing to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Come on in. And guess what? If you did that and you mean that and you're sincere about that, the Bible said, thou shalt be saved. S-A-B-E-D. And then the Bible says, be baptized. God will lead you into baptism. He'll lead you into baptism. But baptism does not save. Baptism is an identity badge. And when you be baptized, you are recognizing the birth, death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You're saying, I'm going to die to sin, and when I come up out of the water, I'm going to be resurrected in the newness of life. That's your badge of identity to let the world recognize you. I am now a child of God. I have died to the world. I'm through with the world. I'm sick of the world. I'm sick of the system. I'm sick of the killing and murder. I'm sick of lying and cheating and backbiting. I'm sick of being sick. Why? Because sin makes you sick. If you want to get well and get your soul right with God, you need a good blood transfusion from Jesus Christ. And you can get that blood transfusion by faith. Believe what Christ done for you. And accept what he done for you. And accept what God done. Raise his son from the dead. Salvation is not hard. Salvation is a gift. And salvation comes by faith. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. For you must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder for those that diligently seek him. And by faith, the patriarchs have a good report. A good report. Out of all three, faith, love, and hope, the greatest of these three is love. Because love will last forever. Love, you're going to have in heaven. Faith, you don't have to have in heaven. Hope, you don't have to hope no more because you'll be there. So love is a must. And you got to have it in your heart. That's the only way you'll get to heaven. And love is found in Jesus Christ. This is Elder Bazaar. It's a pleasure to be with you tonight. I know, amen, that you haven't heard me Sunday night. And seem like I'm slowing down, but I want to let you know I'm still going to come on Sunday, this Sunday. At 5 o'clock, I'll be on Watchman on the Wall. I don't know how many listen to me out there, but I hope there's some out there still listening because I don't know how long it's going to be, but I tell you one thing, it ain't going to be long. It ain't going to be long. This world is weary. This world is worn. This world is almost done. The love of many is waxing cold. Church membership is dissipating. Falling away from the cross. Falling away from the cross. People don't lift the name of Jesus. He died on the cross, my friend. He died. He went down in the grave. He got up. Now the fountain is open. Come on. You need Jesus Christ in your life. I want you to go to heaven. I don't want you to have to stay here and go through the tribulation period. because there's going to be one, and it's going to be awful. It's going to be civil war. It's going to be race riots. It's going to be all kinds of diseases. There's going to be earthquakes. There's going to be pestilence. There's going to be diseases. There's going to be gun violence. There's going to be all kinds of debauchery that's going to go on after the rapture. Yet and still, the gospel is going to be preached all the way through the seven-year tribulation. And the reason why we are having the seven-year tribulation, thank God Almighty, the reason why is because of the Jewish people. If it wasn't for the Jewish people, there wouldn't be no tribulation period. You see, God promised the Jews that he would deal with them for 490 years. And the 490 years were fulfilled. But 483 years have been fulfilled. From the time that they rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem until the time of the first coming of Jesus Christ riding through Jerusalem, riding through Jerusalem on the coat of an ass, was 483 years. And the Jewish people were cut off. They were cut off because they rejected the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, I'm going to cut you off in 483 years, but I'm going to build my church. And the day of Pentecost came with 120 Jews, and the people were filled with the Holy Ghost, and that was the conception of the church. The church was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and by the Jews rejecting Jesus Christ, he said, I'm going to cut the Jews off of the olive tree, and at the end time, I'm going to grab them back in. But when he cut the Jews off, he told Apostle Paul to go to the Gentiles and engraft the Gentiles into the olive tree, because I'm going to be dealing with Jew and Gentile according to the church age. And now the church age is almost over, and the church is mostly consisted of Gentiles. Why? Because he loved the Gentiles too. And since he loved the Gentiles too, they can be saved. He loved the Jew too, and they can be saved. But the Jew has to be saved just like the Gentiles. And now the fullness of the church age is almost over. The last church age on the planet will be Laodicea. And that's the lukewarm church. That's the apostate church. That's the church that have a form of godliness, but they ain't got no power. But God is going to rapture the true church out amongst of all the churches of Asia Minor, which is seven, the church of Ephesus, the church of Smyrna, the church of Pergamos, the church of Thyatira, the church of Sardis, the church of Philadelphia, and the church of Laodicea. And Laodicea is going to have to go through the great tribulation. For those that have not been born again, he's going to remove the true church, and the world church will come on the scene. And when the world church come on scene, she's going to be the harlot of Satan, which is found in the 17th chapter of Revelation, the great whore. Because all those belong that reject Jesus Christ, they belong to Satan, which is the false Messiah. And when they follow Satan, that means that their soul is doomed for hell. Because this church is called the Great Whore in the 17th chapter of Revelation. She had a golden cup in her hand, and it was filled with a whole lot of filthiness and abomination and fornication and adultery and homosexuals and lesbianism and incest and sodomite. It was filled with iniquity, and iniquity is nasty, dirty, rotten, stinking, filthy. And these people that have rejected Jesus Christ is going to link up with this great whore, and they're going to go whoredom after false gods. And when they serve a false god, they are doomed for hell. They're going to receive the mark of the beast. So I will not be here during the tribulation period. I won't be here. I don't know about a lot of people think they're going to be here, but I'm not going to be here. Because the scripture says, in a moment of a twinkling of an eye, I shall be caught up. You shall be caught up if you've been born again. This is Elder Bazaar coming to you from Warren, Ohio. This is the word of God. This is what thus says the Lord. The day is far spent. The sun is going down. And the world is not ready for what's coming up on the planet in these last and evil days. They're going to be caught off of guard. And they're going to accept this new system that's going to come on the scene and deceive the whole world. The Bible says, and all the world wondered after the beast. Majority of the people will die and go to hell because they refuse the love of God. Don't be in that number. Brother Lazar don't want you to be in that number. I love every one of you that's out there listening to this. Watchman on the Wall, End Time, radio, internet message. I'll be back Sunday by the grace of God. And we're going to talk some more about it. This is the Feast of Trumpet Month. This is the fourth Feast Trumpet. This is the fifth. This is the Feast of Trumpet will be the feast, fifth appointed times. This will be representing the rapture. The Feast of Atonement will be representing the second coming of Jesus Christ with the church. The Feast of Tabernacle will be representing the millennium reign of Jesus Christ. Only three more to be fulfilled. Because God is an on-time God. And he fulfilled the first four on time. Exactly the way it was set up in Leviticus and Exodus. The exact time, 2022, exact time. Don't miss it. Look up. Keep the faith. Jesus Christ is on his way back. Don't be discouraged, because the word of God is true. God never fails, and he keeps his promise. He is real today. He'll be real tomorrow, and he'll be real forevermore. I have no doubt the word of God is right all the time. I have no doubt that as long as I've been preaching this word for 57 years, it will be 57 years in October. 57 years I've been preaching this gospel from Genesis to Revelation. Salvation is the main key of the word of God. Salvation. Delivered from sin, death, hell, and the grave. Come on and go with me. Father, as I pray right now, I pray in the name of Jesus. I'm praying that this word will get out to those that are listening, those that understood. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity given me, that I'm able to hold up the bloodstained banner until I can say my last breath. Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. And that he's coming to get a church and deliver us into his hand. And we'll be with him forever and ever and ever. Bless those that don't make it in the rapture, that they may understand what's going on, that they may be delivered by your blood, that they won't receive the mark, that they They will hear what thus says the Lord and be delivered to enter into your kingdom. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your goodness. And as I get ready to close and come off the air, I want those out there that's sincere in what they do, pray for me, that I'll continue to run this race without turning back, that I run it with patience, that I run it with love, that somebody may come in before it's too late. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I can say to the church, amen. This is the hour that we're living in. This is Elder G. Bazaar coming to you from Warren, Ohio, born down there in Dallas, Texas. Pray for Brother Tim, my co-host. Pray for him, he's going through. Pray for me that I'll see you soon. If not here, hope to see you in glory. In Jesus' name I pray. God go with you. God be merciful to you. And may his face shine upon you. This is G.E. Bazaar, Watchman on the Wall. Good day.